Page 84. Read. Exercise 2B.
A Day in the Life of a Fashion Designer. Clarissa Chen grew up in Hong Kong, the child of a talented dressmaker and a businessman, and she absorbed both of her parents' interests. After receiving her master's degree in fashion design in London, she worked for a design house for a few years, but soon decided that she wanted to open a business of her own. Now she owns a shop in London where women go to have bridal gowns and other special event dresses designed and made. We asked Clarissa what a day is like for someone with such an unusual profession. 8 a.m.
I start the day at my desk, drinking coffee and going through my email. Then I wander through the shop to make sure that everything is ready for the day. I look over the fabric room and check the sewing machines. It's a kind of starting the day ritual for me.
9 o'clock.
The three tailors come in. They all operate the sewing machines, but I have one tailor who specializes in hand sewing, and she does most of the decorative needlework on the dresses.
9:30.
My front desk manager, Kayla, comes in. She opens the shop and takes care of fabric orders and, most importantly, answers the phone. When they schedule an appointment, the clients tell Kayla about what they want and how soon they'll need it. This helps me prepare for meeting them.
10 o'clock.
My first client comes into my office, and we talk about the style, color, and fabric for her dress. I really enjoy this process. Helping clients turn their ideas into a design is the most creative part of my job. I make a rough sketch, and then we go into the fitting room and I take measurements. I usually see two or three clients in the morning.
12 p.m.
The shop closes and everyone goes to lunch. I eat at my desk and talk to clients.
1 o'clock.
I spend an hour or two sewing after lunch every day. It was my love of sewing that got me into this profession in the first place, so I make sure I still make time for it.
3 o'clock.
In the afternoon, I see three or four more clients. Then Kayla and I work on the calendar to arrange work schedules for the next week.
6 o'clock.
Kayla closes up the shop, and she and the tailors go home.
7:30.
I go home, eat dinner, watch a little TV, and go to bed. I'm tired after a long day, but I spend my time being creative, making beautiful things, and working with people. I wouldn't trade this life for anything.